it's our fiscal year 2009, which obviously starts in October 1st, numbers. Some of those numbers are new positions, and some of those numbers include some attrition we pick up along the line, just like any organization, to bring us back to our mandated numbers. About 7 or 8,000 of those are our frontline positions, which would be our uniformed services, the Border Patrol, our Customs Border Protection officers, agriculture specialists, air and marine interdiction agents, and then the rest are our mission support, mission operational support, which obviously you need to grow when you grow your frontline forces as significantly as we have in the last couple of years.
Now, the new Homeland Security Secretary, Ms. Napolitano, has said that she wants to emphasize the Canadian border a little bit more than has been the case for the past couple of years. Has that filtered down to where you are looking to deploy people yet?
Absolutely. We're actually recruiting people for the northern border as well as the southwest border. I think if you look at the way our organization has grown, it's grown both. Obviously, a lot of the focus in the last couple of years has been the Border Patrol and the increase in the southwest border. But we've also increased our numbers, not necessarily just by new people, but also by transfers and people wanting to go to the northern border from different locations and increasing the opportunities and the positions for them up there.
And is there any difference in the quality or nature of the work on the north versus the south?
I think temperature would be the first one. I think it's a different environment. It's still protecting our borders. It's still looking for people that are trying to entering the country, whether illegally or bringing things that can do harm to our agriculture, our trade, or the American people. But you know, it's you're still enforcing the policies and the laws that CBP and DHS are responsible for. I think you're seeing a little, maybe not the quantities that you would see on the southwest border as in people trying to come across the border, but I think it's the same. Defensive posture and the same, and you're looking for the same kind of things.
We're talking this morning to Joe Arata, Assistant Director for National Recruiting at Customs and Border Protection. All right, that's a lot of job openings. And do you expect to fill 11,000 jobs in 2009, in the fiscal year 2009?
Yes, I do.
And so how are you recruiting these folks? Because if I remember correctly, Customs and Border Protection was using some pretty unique ideas, you know, going to NASCAR races or perhaps trying to, you know, talk to people at the rodeo, you know, places where you might find outdoorsy type people.
And that's correct, and we're continuing those types of recruiting activities. One of the bonuses we've had this year is the new ABC series DHS USA.
Yeah, how's that going for you?
I think it's great. I think it's increased the public awareness of the department as well as CBP. CBP in the first couple episodes here has played a key part of what has been shown on the first three episodes. You know, one of the things we endeavored about 2 years ago was to increase the knowledge of the U.S. of who CBP is and what they do on a daily basis. And we're not just talking the frontline positions, but the people that are working every day to support those frontline positions as well. One of the things we want to do this Saturday with CBP Career Day is to bring all of CBP together in 15 locations nationwide. And when people come in, they will be given the opportunity to not only see what they typically know about CBP, i.e. the Border Patrol, Customs Border Protection officers, but the mission support and mission operational support people as well. So when you go to one of our 15 locations on Saturday, you will not just see folks in uniform looking for other uniform personnel. You will see people that span the depth of what Customs Border Protection has to offer in careers, and you'll be able to talk to people that do those jobs every day.
And I'll ask the question that Jane really wants to ask, and that is, do you get to ride a horse in some of these jobs and take care of horses?
Yeah, on the border. You've got to, right?
Yes, we do have horse patrol on the border.
How many?
You know, I do not know the exact number of how many, but we do have them in our sectors on the southwest as well on the northern border.
Are they Mustangs?
Okay. I'm a Yankee that grew up in Philadelphia. I'm not. I can't get too much into.
Yeah, well, so did I, but that doesn't mean I don't know what a Mustang is. All right. Well, we thank you. We'll let you off the hook on that one.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning. And do you have a link that you want to provide us for these openings that people can check out if they're interested?
Sure. They can go to www.cbp.gov.
Okay.
And they can go to our career pages.
Is it listed on USA.gov as well?
USAJobs.gov?
Yeah, USAJobs.gov.
Yes, they are, but what we'd like people to do is if you go to CBP.gov, you'll be able to see the positions, but you'll also be able to see the 15 locations where we're having the career day this weekend.
Okay, so it's this weekend that people really need to be aware that there's a career day going on. What parts of the country are they?
We're going to be in Chicago, Detroit, Indianapolis, Buffalo, New York City, Washington.
D.C.?
Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, Grand Forks, Miami, New Orleans, Laredo, Texas, El Paso, Texas, Tucson, Arizona, San Diego, and Blaine up in Washington State.
That's quite an accomplishment. That's a far-flung group of meetings that you're holding.
It is, and they are some of our bigger spots for CBP, and it's also some locations where, we can bring all the components within CBP together so that we can show the people that come just how diverse the opportunities are within CBP.